This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. It was a feisty president of France who met with the president of the United States on the sidelines of the NATO summit just about an hour ago. Both President Donald Trump and President Emmanuel Macron aware of each other's criticisms of each other from earlier in the day. The number one issue in the world today, according to Mr. Macron, is the defeat of ISIS.
And I think number one priority, because it's not yet finished, is to get rid of ISIS and the terrorist groups. This is our number one priority.
That answer apparently not in sync with President Trump's own point of view.
That's why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Because sometimes if you can have some temptation from the U.S. side, I don't say about President Trump, but could be the press, to say this is European responsibility. I'm sorry to say that.
President Trump would assert himself again a few minutes later when he gave his view regarding the creation of the European Union.
I inherited a situation where the European Union, which was formed partially for this reason, I guess for a lot of reasons it was formed, but partially to make better or take advantage of the United States. And they've done that very brilliantly. And frankly, it's not right.
Another curious response seeming to fly in the face of stated U.S. policy was when one reporter asked the president if the United States supports the protesters in Iran.
I don't want to comment on that, but the answer is no, but I don't want to comment on that.
President Trump would clear that statement up a short time afterward via Twitter, revising his answer to support of the Iranian protesters, complimenting a White House press release that had been issued on November the 17th. And one huge bit of news was the revelation by President Trump of what he called a conversation he'd had with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a nuclear arms agreement. This is VOA News. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests over the spike in government-set gasoline prices, the first time that authorities have offered any sort of accounting for the violence that they'd used to put down the demonstrations. Amnesty International believes the unrest and the crackdown that followed beginning in mid-November killed at least 208 people. An Iranian judiciary official disputed the toll as sheer lies without offering any evidence to support his position. A federal prosecutor says an upgraded indictment is likely against the associates of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An upgraded indictment in the criminal case against two men with ties to Rudy Giuliani is likely, according to a federal prosecutor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zollkind said at a pretrial hearing Monday, a superseding indictment is being evaluated by prosecutors. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were arrested in October on charges they used foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions. During a recent Fox News interview, Giuliani said Parnas and Fruman helped him find people as Giuliani tried to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Trump said he would impose tariffs on Argentina and Brazil, accusing those countries of hurting American farmers through currency manipulation. President Trump tweeted Monday that he would place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the two South American countries, surprising officials there. The two South American countries were among a group of nations that President Trump had exempted from these tariffs in March of 2018 after they agreed to quotas. And we have climate talks going on. Lisa Bryant reports from Madrid.
Known as COP25, the 2 weeks of talks here in Madrid aim to push countries to deepen their greenhouse gas cutting commitments so global warming is capped at no more than 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. The meeting also aims to finalize rules for implementing the 2015 Paris Climate Pact. Key areas include emission trading rules and compensating poorer countries hit by climate change.
We're demanding that big industrialized countries, the polluters, honor their engagements.
The U.S. federal government has announced it will pull out of the Paris Agreement by next November. But some American states and cities have not given up on the pact, and a U.S. congressional delegation was at Monday's opening. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Madrid.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.